sitting properly.
She had an opioid thing on television when Stacey jumped on board with this. Temperature good. If it is, I have Chad turn that down with it. Chad, you want to turn it down with a fan to go off? Might as well just turn it off. We'll be done. Alrighty. Need a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion been made, regular second. All in favor?
Aye.
All four did. Okay, we'll go right into old business, the second reading of ordinance 2021-04.
Ordinance number 2021-04, an ordinance establishing the compensation for the city council persons of the city of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky, being ordained by the city council of the city of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky as follows. Section 1, the compensation for members of the city council when they begin their term of office on January 1, 2023 shall be as follows. Subsection A, the compensation for a city council person shall be the sum of $150 per month. Section 2, all ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance or any part of this ordinance are hereby repealed. Section 3, should any section, clause, law, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance.
You heard the second reading? Any motion?
Motion to accept the ordinance as read.
Motion been made, accept the order. Motion been seconded. All in favor? Moving on to second reading of ordinance 05.
Ordinance number 2021-05, an ordinance establishing the compensation for the mayor of the city of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky, be ordained by the city council of the city of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky as follows. Section 1, the compensation for the mayor when he or she begins their term of office on January 1, 2023 shall be the sum of $1,500 per month. Section 2, all ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance or any part of this ordinance are hereby repealed. Section 3, should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance.
Heard the second reading of ordinance 2021-05. Motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion been made. Regular second. All in favor? Okay. Moving right along. Second reading of ordinance 2021-06.
City of Lebanon Junction, ordinance number 2021-06, an ordinance relating to the levying of personal property, ad valorem taxes, and providing assessment, equalization, and collection pursuant to the provisions of KRS 92.280, whereas the City Council determines that it is in the best interest of the public to levy taxes for the purpose of raising adequate revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city, now therefore being ordained by the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky. Section 1, a personal property ad valorem tax of 0.2942 cents on each $100 of value of all personal property taxable for municipal purposes except property assessed by the state and said city is hereby levied for the year 2021 as of January 1, 2021. Section 2, said levy is made for the purpose of raising revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Section 3, the assessment made by the Bullitt County Property Evaluation Administrator for state and county purposes for 2021 shall be and is hereby adopted as the assessment for city purposes. These taxes, as they relate to motor vehicles and boats, shall be collected by the Bullitt County Clerk as provided by KRS 132.487. Section 4, the city clerk be and is hereby directed to forward to the Department of Property Evaluation, 200 Fair Oaks Lane, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40620, a 2021 motor vehicle tax certification for the year 2021. Section 5, all payments of taxes provided for herein shall be received by the city clerk slash treasurer at the business office of the City of Lebanon Junction, 271 Main Street, P.O. Box 69, Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, 40150. Section 6, the clerk is directed to advertise this ordinance as provided by law. Section 7, any ordinance or parts of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance or any part of this ordinance is hereby repealed. Section 8, should any clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance.
You've heard the second reading of ordinance 2021-06. Motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion been made, regular second. All in favor? Accepting the ordinance. Unanimous again. Second reading of ordinance 2021-07.
City of Lebanon Junction, ordinance number 2021-07, an ordinance relating to the levying of real property ad valorem taxes and providing assessment, equalization, and collection pursuant to the provisions of KRS 92.280. Whereas the City Council determines that it is in the best interest of the public to levy taxes for the purpose of raising adequate revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Commonwealth of Kentucky. Section 1, a real property ad valorem tax of 0.2942 cents on each $100 of value of all real property taxable for municipal purposes, except property assessed by the state in said city, is hereby levied for the year 2021 as of January 1, 2021. Section 2, said levy is made for the purpose of raising revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Section 3, the assessment made by the Bullitt County Property Evaluation Administrator for state and county purposes for 2021 shall be and is hereby adopted as the assessment for city purposes. The city tax bill shall be made from the county list in the Property Evaluation Administrator's books, after they have been supervised and corrected by the County Board of Equalization. Section 4, the city clerk shall take the list of all persons subject to city taxation who are not shown on the County Property Evaluation Administrator's books, and shall add to the city's tax roll all property, a portion of which is in the city, where the value of the portion in the city is not shown on the Property Evaluation Administrator's books. Section 5, the city clerk be and is hereby directed to prepare tax bills for all persons and organizations in the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullitt County, Kentucky, against whom taxes have been levied, and said clerk is hereby directed to notify such persons and organizations by mail that on and after January 1, 2022, any tax bill remaining unpaid will be declared delinquent and bear interest at 12% per annum or 1% per month or a fraction thereof until paid. In addition thereto, a penalty of 10% of the amount for general purposes shall be added for non-payment when due. Said clerk shall also indicate that a discount of 2% will be allowed on bills paid within 1 month of the date the tax bills are mailed. Section 6, all payments of taxes provided for herein shall be made to the city clerk treasurer at the business office of the City of Lebanon Junction, 271 Main Street, P.O. Box 69, Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, 40150. Section 7, after January 1, 2022, the city clerk shall mark all unpaid tax bills in red ink delinquent and add a penalty of 10% as provided herein, and report to the City Council the number of unpaid bills and the amount thereof, and the mayor will check all tax bills and correct errors, if any, and deliver the tax books back to the clerk, who will proceed with the collection of all delinquent taxes, penalty, and interest, and will report to the City Council at its regular meeting each month. Section 8, the clerk is directed to advertise this ordinance as provided by law. Section 9, any ordinance or part of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance or any part of this ordinance is hereby repealed. Section 10, should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance.
You heard the second reading of ordinance 2021-07. Motion to accept.
Accept.
I made a motion to accept.
Second.
Seconded. All in favor? Second reading of ordinance 2021-08.
City of Ludwig Junction, ordinance number 2021-08, an ordinance relating to the levying of ad valorem taxes on public service companies as of January 1, 2021, whereas the city council determines that it's in the best interest of the public to levy taxes for the purpose of raising adequate revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the City Council of the City of Ludwig Junction, Bullitt County, Commonwealth of Kentucky. Section 1, ad valorem tax of 0.3400 cents on each $100 of value of all property of public service companies in said city, which are assessed by the Department of Revenue, is hereby levied for the year 2021 as of January 1, 2021. Section 2, said levy is made for the purpose of raising revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Section 3, the provisions of the ordinance number 2021-08 as to the method of collection and enforcement shall apply. The provision of ordinance number 2021-07 as to the method of collection and enforcement shall apply to the tax levy herein. Section 4, all payments of taxes provided herein shall be received by the city clerk treasurer at the business office of the city of Ludwig Junction, 271 Main Street, P.O. Box 69, Ludwig Junction, Kentucky, 40150. Section 5, the clerk is directed to advertise this ordinance as provided by law. Section 6, any ordinance or part of an ordinance in conflict with this ordinance or any part of this ordinance is hereby repealed. Section 7, should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance.
Once again, you've heard the reading of 2021-08. Motion to accept.
Motion to accept. Second.
Tim seconded. Motion been made. Regular second. All in favor? Unanimous again. Takes care of all of the ordinances. Like, thank you for taking care of that, getting that done off our plate. We move on into the fact that on the agenda here, a little discussion on the blacktop job out on Merriman Road, what we did on Old Boston Sanders Lane. It's all been done, completed, and we paid them. So everybody's happy. I'd like to give special thanks to Bullitt County for stepping up doing that with that new machine. They've done an awesome job. They just have. It seems like just about every little thing we've touched lately has went well. I'm scared to death something's going to run off wheels here. But they did what they said. They came in and finished it up and done. And they've also offered to help us with any future stuff, being they bought the big machine. But we still have Mago lined up to do the patches and some other stuff that we need done, because they've got to do, and they can do it, but we got Mago already had that bid before.
So. Is Mago going to fix that spot there on 434 and 61 that always just
collects water?
Collects water. And I mean, Chaz and them.
I think they covered it over for the weekend.
See, that's a state highway.
Okay, that's why I was
saying. See, that's, I mean, if we had dug a water or sewer line up there, we would be obligated to have to fix it back, because just to patch a hole, you can't believe what we have to go through. We have to go to the state, get permission, they have to give us said drawing. This is what we have to do.
The road has so much traffic on it.
Oh, no, it needs it. I mean, if they didn't put a little bit of patch in every once in a while without the state addressing it like they have, we'd have a hole up there big enough to put these tables in.
Who can we contact? Who can I call? Our Facebook message.
Call Huff.
He's a good star. Okay, thank you.
Call Huff. Start at the top and work backwards. I get a hold of Pelham and them, Chris Pelham and them over there. That's over that division for us, and they'll come out and look at it, do a little something, whatever.
It's just really bad.
But on that note, I mentioned it before, and it hasn't been done, but it did get to Frankfort underneath a 65 where the road separated and dropped, that big chunk of blacktop is sticking up. He's got that on the list to get something done through the state. And up just the other side of the drugstore where the road's actually cracked, been that way for a while now, and settle down. Sooner or later, it's going to slip. They come out, took pictures of that, and they're looking at that getting fixed also. This up here we were talking about, Teresa, used to be a drain went across there, and it never did function properly, and it wound up getting blacktop filled in.
No.
We do more for it than the state does, to be honest.
We put a little gravel in it before we wasn't supposed to put some gravel.
Well, we put some cold patch in it recently, because the gravel don't last 2 weeks.
You cold patched just recently?
Yeah. All righty. Sewer line update. Is still the grant that we got given to us for the right at $400,000 to do this back here under the railroad. That money's still tied up until mid-November. And it's still all things still look gold for that money to come in then. On the sewer line, but the relief line, as I said before, going from the bank, old bank to new bank, I might as well call it in that area, is all permits have been done, got in, and it's been put in the paper for bid. We'll be having that, that should come in next meeting. We open some bids maybe on that and get that started and done too. Okay, so on into new business. The resolution you have is pertaining to an agreement that we have with KIPTA on the American Rescue Act money. It's just unreal, the stipulations that's put to that. And that's the money that we got before, and how we spend it, how we use it, and we've discussed this before. It's getting to be an old shoe to talk about. We could spend the money on this, then it went back to this, and then it went back again, and I got a list of somewhat what we can, and that changes all the time. But the paperwork that's involved with that is just phenomenal. I mean, it make you scared to get the money, afraid you're going to go to jail if you don't do something right. So some of the people has actually entertained the idea in other cities, send the money back. I mean, it's that much aggravating. Well, Sarah and I was on a web deal. We listened to this thing, a couple hours. And anyway, at the end of it, if you listen to what they were saying, there's avenues out there for people that you can reach out and say, in some layman's terms here, you're a little smarter than I am, and you do this for a living, handle the basket of the money. And KIPTA is who we deal with all the time anyway. And we got in contact with them, so I have a deal I can sign, and they'll do it for 1% of the money. And that's what they did when we did the big sewer line. I mean, the water line that went through here, they wound up getting 1%. So they offer those same services that we need for the 1%. So our attorney drawed up this resolution, which has to be done in order for us to accept this contract with them for the 1%.
And it's okay through that CARE Act that we give 1% of the money to them. They're not going to come back on this.
They told us that we could do that.
Okay.
That's why I say at the end of the little 2-hour web page thing that we did, or Zoom, whatever you want to call it, at the end of it, if you was listening, there is people out there, but they wouldn't solicit and say, use this person in North Kentucky and this one and that one. But KIPTA's who we use all the time anyway. And we have a really good, that Justin Carter that comes in here,
right,
puts on the spiel, that's who we're talking about, that group. So,
you want to
read the resolution? So we'll have him read the resolution. If y'all got any discussion on it, we will, but that's about basically what it is.
And the purpose of this resolution is for the council to give the mayor the authority to enter into the agreement with KIPTA. So it would be resolution 2021-03. A resolution of the City of Lebanon Junction authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with Kentuckiana Regional Planning and Development Agency, commonly known as KIPTA, whereas the City of Lebanon Junction, Kentucky wishes to receive professional assistance in the administration, planning, execution, and expenditure of federal assistance received from the American Rescue Plan Act, whereas KIPTA has the professional staff to meet the needs of the City of Lebanon Junction, Kentucky requirements regarding the ARPA funds they receive, and whereas it is the party's intention such funds be received, obligated, and spent according to the priorities set forth by the City of Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, following the guidance provided by the U.S. Treasurer, and whereas the City of Lebanon Junction, Kentucky shall pay to KIPTA a flat fee of 1% of total ARPA funds received or $5,080.78 pursuant to the agreement for administration, planning, execution, and expenditure of federal assistance received from the American Rescue Plan Act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of City of Lebanon Junction that it does hereby support the agreement with the Kentucky Cabinet of Economic Development and authorizes the mayor to execute the agreement with Kentucky Anna Regional Planning and Development Agency, KIPDA.
Heard the resolution. Motion to accept it.
Motion to accept.
Need a second. Teresa seconds it. Motion been made, regular second. All in favor? All five. Once this finally gets put to bed and the money's available, we start spending it, we will have to do, for what we were told, a resolution for each avenue that we spend the money on. If we spend it in three phases or five phases, like the building, the pavilion at the cemetery, that's doable. They done told us that's great. You know, there's other things we're looking at. Being they pulled us back from this, we're going to go for that. And but to jump out and say this is what we'll do, this is what we'll do, because we haven't been released anything. But there will be a resolution come before you all before we can do anything on every one of the facets of it. So we'll proceed on with that to see when the money. It ain't like we got to wait on that money. We got the money. We just can't spend it.
That's kind of tough.
Yeah. So glad to get that rocking and rolling. Anything on the sign-in sheet tonight? Nothing on there. Chaz?
It's all pretty good. Water's at 7%. We had a water distribution inspection last month. It came out of the
Thank you, Brother Anthony. My knowledge where we're at with that, I mean, I could put him in the mix and go ahead and get him hired or whatever, but we don't want to do anything like that unless I run it through y'all. I'd like for y'all to be aware of anything and everything that's happening. The guy, I haven't met him yet, but we've helped up on the fact that I don't want to meet him until certain things has been cleared, like his record, this, that, because you don't know what he's been pursuing that already. So everybody pretty comfortable with that? I mean, that'd help us out a whole lot.
It would be nice to have.
Yes, and we got the one coming out of class, and then we got this one, and then there's actually a couple more that's contacted me about wanting to come here. And it's less money, but less headaches.
Well, I got a feeling once we start getting these full-timers, these part-time guys, they've already retired. They're ready to go, and they'll tell you, you know, we're just here to help us, help y'all out. So
yep.
We got to get some more full-time guys in.
Right. Well, I mean, with the way it's been, well, we would have had Stump and, you know, whatever. It's just the COVID's held us back so much and everybody else. But we'll pursue on with this and see where it lands, how it works out. But it'd be great to get somebody that goes to work when we hire him, don't have to put him in school. Thank you.
Other than that, we had 110 runs for the month. I don't know. Only thing I can say is everybody... Talk to your friends, everybody that lives here in town.
that's just like somebody come to me this morning and said their mother passed away and somebody stole their lawnmower from behind the house. Been there for years, nobody's ever bothered it. Once she's gone, somebody steals it. The sad thing is, a neighbor seen it happen and said something didn't look right, but didn't pay attention to who it was. You know, if you see something, don't look up the snuff. You need to kind of get an idea who it is, especially if you can get a license plate number. But these two young men were just pushing it down the road. So.
The one you're talking about, there's actually three. The older gentleman said, I don't know why the other two pushed you. But it was, nobody called the police about it.
Yeah. Anything else, Chief?
No, that's it.
All right. Chief, Josh.
I had time to send off everybody's report, but I got it here, so give me a second, I'll pass it around. It was a mild month for September. 34 incidences.
I should have an extra one for you, yes, sir.
34 incidences for the month. Fires, small fires, fires, tractor trailer fires, things like that on the interstate. The weather generally has a enforcement. It gets hot, those semis come off the hill, those brakes start locking up on us. But we should be entering into the last quarter of the year as well, so billing for the last quarter and beyond. Should be coming in this month. Not sure how that stands right now. They actually were able to collect quite a bit from previous quarters before, so there should be some additional. So as soon as that check comes in, I'll have that report given to you in your box as well. A couple other things. Saturday night was a very rough night for Bullitt County after the festival went down. About 1 o'clock in the morning, we were dispatched for a vehicle that went off the road with a female that was ejected. We arrived on scene. She had passed away, and her two kids are still stuck in the car. We had to get them out. So I just want to let you all know your volunteers did an amazing job recovering from the festival. 1 o'clock in the morning, waking up, got the two kids out of the car. So we might just be some dumb young kids, as some people like to tell us, but we're still doing the job. We're still saving people. In that month right there, you can look. There's several incidences that happened overnight. Several of those people jumped up out of bed, even during the day, to help rescue their neighbors. So I just want to let everybody know that your fire department is still strong. Your fire department is here. All your members are still strong and doing the job that they're supposed to be doing. No, the woman was not local. She was from Litchfield. So don't stress anything about that. But we are still doing a good job. Currently, as it stands, we have 26 members on the department. Rapid response program is still going pretty strong. We had a few days in September that weren't covered. Mainly just because of COVID and other things. That's my problem right now, so I seem kind of jittery and out of breath. I'm about 15 days out from having COVID. Not positive. I've had a fever in over a week. So calm down. My wife's got it pretty bad right now, though. We're on the verge of hospitalization, so we're still kind of working on that right now. So we still got several members that have COVID. Assistant Chief got over it. And I think so far, just in September, we had probably had 7 members of ours that were not hospitalized, they were taken off the roster for about 2 weeks. But we're still doing pretty decent, so don't stress about that as well. Let's see, like I said, about 26 members strong. We still got applications coming in, so things are going pretty decent next door. Cannot complain. A few months ago, about two, three months ago, I talked to the mayor and Chaz about what I'm handing out to you right now. As ever, you can go through, it's about 6 or 7 different pages. I should have an extra one for you because I want you to look at it as well. To make sure. I'm not going to go through this line for line to save on time because I'm sure everybody loves to hear me talk, just like they love to hear me talk. Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
There you go, sir. Absolutely.
So 2 years ago, last year, the council was gracious enough to allow the fire department to begin a subscription fee service for areas outside the city limits of Lebanon Junction. Our first year was extremely successful. We were projected to collect somewhere in the $90,000. We had roughly about 60 to 70,000 collected. This year we're projected to do about the same. I discussed some things with you that me and Dr. Larry have been talking about, but I got to get you involved in it now. Some issues with collection of money. Some of the bigger businesses, specifically Jim Beam, they are tax exempt for whatever reason, so therefore they do not get a tax bill, so therefore we cannot apply a fee to their properties. But they understand that we have to have a fee on their properties, so now the state's given us the runaround on how do we collect $15,000 for Jim Beam for protecting the property. So something to discuss with you. So maybe we talk about that later. But anyway, but with that money, as you kind of go through here and you kind of look through it, read the lines, please. One thing that we're we're trying to do is make sure that the money that those people are giving us graciously through their taxes are actually being used to support them, not just take money from them to give us nice gear, to buy nice equipment, to keep things going. All those things are fantastic and great. We're also trying to provide them better fire protection by also giving them better adequate water supply. Doing a very deep study on our side, talking with Chaz in the water department, who's been absolutely fantastic with giving us maps and everything else. There are several water lines that run out into that area. As you can see, read through there, Old Boston Road area, near the Gun Club, all the way to Wilson Creek Road, all the way out to the Nelson County line on Wilson Creek Road, and in different areas as well throughout that area. Excuse me, once again, go out of short breath. Give me a second, I apologize. What we're trying to do is increase our fire protection by increasing water supply on adequate water lines that are currently in place out there that are owned by the city that we can actually tap into without issues. The water, the money is going to come from subscription fees. I was going to have maps for you, and I forgot to print those off, that have actual dots on a Google map to show you the exact location where those are supposed to take place. But I wanted council to go ahead and start reviewing all this information. As long as there's really no objections with the use of money, legality-wise, or anything of that nature, we'd like to go ahead and start using this fall. Talk to the mayor, talk to them. They really said as long as the weather's not stupid crazy, depending on year, does not really play a major role when we place hydrants. But that's going to be up to them and their knowledge and expertise in digging in the ground and drilling holes. But we're looking at, I think there's somewhere in the vicinity, about 24 different fire hydrants that we have projected to put in there in that area. This is going to increase our water supply ridiculously, amazingly, for all of those rural areas. And I keep saying rural areas, and I mentioned on Boston Road, everything past the water tower, but you also have some areas such as Hartsbury Road. There's only two hydrants back Hartsbury Court. There's some other areas we discussed. Out South Sanders Lane near Tribal Way, it's apparently a very large water line that goes out that way. Tribal Way, you know what I'm talking about. It's a private road at the very end of South Sanders before it hits the wood line at Paul Harnett. That private road heads back off. That 12-inch line goes. You know there's a hydrant back there? I don't know why that just popped in my brain. Well, that gentleman's property. Okay, because it's never been documented. My dad said there was. That's all right. Anyways, okay. So, but there's tons of areas. Please review the project. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a holler. We've been working on this for several months now. But we want to move forward with this and try to start using those funds appropriately. It's not going to be a quick fix. We're only looking probably at 3 or 4 a year because of the price and how that's going to go. But I wanted the council to be made aware of what we're doing with that money, what we're looking at projecting to do with our money, depending on how much comes in this year as well. So that's the fire hydrant project. Any questions or anything so far? September was also a good month for training. We were invited by Fort Knox to go do some live fire training on their property. We did some helicopter and aircraft crash training. We did some ventilation props on some of their big stuff that they've got, their fire department, federal money. They've got things out the wazoo over there. So they've allowed us to come over there. They've actually invited us for another class coming up this winter as well. So our relationship with Fort Knox and the fire departments are absolutely amazing right now. So we're doing really, really well with them. Am I missing anything, Chief? Everything looks good. Okay. Other than that, I think we're good to go. So, like I said, so go with the fire hydrant project, please, if you all do not mind, and just let me know if you have any questions on that. So that's the same exact one we looked at. If I change it all, that's changed forever.
No. I've got a question for you.
Absolutely, please.
You said you had how many projected fire hydrants? You
got 20 something of that nature. I have to look at the dots on the map.
Is all of them 6-inch lines or better?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's all 8-inch on Old Boston.
I know you got to have 6-inch to put one in.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes. Yeah, so everything out Old Boston Road. So
it's all 8-inch PVC.
8-inch line that runs in. It stops
it. Lane's got 12 and 8.
So there's several everywhere. Because that was what we were looking at, was what type of line can you have with a fire hydrant on, of course, minimum of 6-inch.
Yeah.
Because they're like Massey Road. You know, we were really looking to increase that.
Massey Road's only got a 4.
It's only 4.
It changes down to a 3.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things, because at first I think it was like 50 hydrants until I started looking at the maps that Chaz was giving me. But actually, sorry, I'm glad you set the size and did bring that up. With this, I would like the council to start thinking about introducing a ordinance. I don't know if you need to necessarily look that up, but it's add to that real quick. That's actually already part of the county.
Yes.
So whenever they did it, Indiana County ordinance is 08-21. Basically says all new construction has to have water lines in place. This is something that's been in place forever.
Code.
It's code right now, exactly. But it's a county ordinance, and I'd really like to have something stricter on the city books. We always keep talking about changes coming. Everybody hears the wind, but it's staying up north still. But even then, I'd really like that whenever it comes down here, that we have something stronger, at least for our necessity that says, hey, we're going to put in this subdivision, or hey, I'm going to build this building. I want something a little stronger. I know our water lines and our water tanks can only hold so much, and I completely understand that, but if they're coming in and they're building a certain size structure, we'd like to look at something ordinance-wise that says that's great, that's fantastic, bring us the revenue, but we really need increased fire protection with sprinklers on certain square footage, and we really need to make sure that even if our water tanks can't handle it, then we need some type of jockey pump on site that's going to support and boost the pressure. Things of that nature. So something to keep in mind with those water, with that hydrant project as well, something we're looking at. Most of these warehouses that come down, they fully support themselves, just like LSC out there. They've got their own pond and fire pumps and everything. We ain't got to stress about nothing. As soon as we crack a hydrant, we're good for days. But once these other things start coming, especially if subdivisions start popping up in our area, things of that nature within the city limits, things we need to start worrying about. Especially like old Boston Road, since none of that's global water, if any of that starts getting projected or developed or anything, something we need to start thinking about planning ahead.
How many of these hydrants are in city limits?
None.
Projected?
None. Not a single one. And that was something, because that's something else we're also talking about with that new water line that's coming, especially like down South Poplar. Those hydrants are on that 4-inch line. We'd like to get those switched over to the 8-inch line that's currently there. But however, if we can use those funds for fire hydrants in the city, then yeah, we can start dropping hydrants in on new lines in town and we'll kind of mingle and mix them. But the biggest thing is you go through the paper and you look, we're really looking at areas that have no protection and high population.
Well, the reason I ask you that is because hey, you can correct me where I'm wrong. I don't think our city ordinance will affect the hydrants outside of city limits.
Even if it's on a city line?
If it's outside of city limits, I don't think we have jurisdiction, do we?
That's correct. Even the county ordinance would control.
With the fire department, though, us having the authority, having jurisdiction, how does that work with the fire ordinance?
And that's something that I can, Rob's county attorney now, we could talk about that. There might even be some type of agreement that we can reach with the county.
Mutual aid fund.
Yeah.
It's something like that for sure. Like, you got, like Jim Bean, he has full right to go in there and inspect their services because he's the city's fire marshal and we are the authority having jurisdiction. We are the fire department that gives them fire protection.
Mm-hmm.
He has the authority to walk in there and say, show me what you got. And they have to do it because it's a private entity. That's what they do. So that's why I was curious. Like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, in that aspect of, yeah, I mean, water line city ordinances, but having that on the books, does that help us with our stance and things like that? So.
Yeah. And even though it's out in the county, the lines that like go Cedar Springs and what have you, it's our customers and we have to work on them. And when you jet out through there, but their ordinance, if their ordinance pertains to us and we can abide by their ordinance in your fire district, and your subscription money will pay for so many, I guess, at a time.
Yeah.
And get them put in, because I know you got other things you will use subscription money for too. So as you do one or two or three in conjunction with him, his work schedule. But I can see where it's beneficial to them, and like I say, you're going to pay for it from the customers you're going to service.
Oh, yeah, it's all their money, 100%.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we just have to get their approval. Because it'd be outside of our ordinance, would be outside of our reach. We'd have to get the county's approval to work with them on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about for the fire, for that ordinance or whatever. Yes.
Well, it would be an ordinance, it'd be an agreement.
Yeah, they're not going to nix a fire hydrant on the land.
No, and that's the thing, if the county ordinance is strong enough that all we have to say is that, we don't have to even reinvent the wheel, like, Fire Marshal Will was saying, that's perfectly fine. I was just saying that's something I really want to look at and start looking at hard and seeing what we can figure out on our side with that. Yeah, because like on that 8-inch line, there's already, going back to that, there's already flush hydrants down that 8-inch line. And it'd be smart to just go ahead and pop that flush hydrant and put a fire hydrant on top of it. Boom, there you go.
I believe we adopted their ordinance. I believe our ordinance is the same as theirs. Is it not? For what? Development?
I couldn't answer that.
I think it is.
I know we got one, but I can't tell you where it comes from.
They developed their writings on it.
Yeah. So that's something we have. But I guess with that, if you look in that form, you'll see like spacing. Certain populated areas, hydrants seem to be, and that may be already in that ordinance. I'm not for sure. I've not dug that far in the construction.
It should be in there. Either 500 feet or 200. Depending on the population, the structures, the amount, square footage, the GPMs that we need for that to battle against the BTUs that we produce by, so square footage and fire load, it would be either a 500-foot hydrant to hydrant
New developments, I think it's all laid out for new developments.
Yeah. And like I said, we ain't got to reinvent the wheel, but that's great. That's something I mean, we've been looking at, and we just want to dig it further into it for sure. So I think I'm good now.
You think that's good?
Oh, no, I'm not good. Sorry. September was busy for me. ISO. I told you all we were getting audited by the ISO, the insurance company this year. Our results did come back. We did not change. Still full while for insurance. So that went really well. We could have improved in a couple of areas because of our protection area and certain structures. They're actually calling for certain types of fire trucks that we are needing now, so that's something we can discuss later down the road.
Right.
Not right now, of course.
Have you heard anything on the truck? Your truck?
Oh, yeah. So we had to send forward a letterhead basically saying that we wanted to buy the truck even though we've already entered an agreement with them. Apparently, Ford is having issues with dealerships falsifying orders just so they can put trucks on their lot. And Ford doesn't want that. They don't want to make excess trucks because they're already limited on how many they can make now. So they can certify an order to build it to get it sold and gone. That's what they want. So we had to send them a letter about a week ago saying, yes, we're buying this truck. And then now, so now it's in a different, David Martin said it's in a different queue. So it's actually in process now.
Right.
He's probably looking at, we're probably looking at December or January right now to get it received.
And so, you ordered your lights?
I haven't ordered anything yet. We've got everything lined out on paper. We haven't ordered anything yet because we're trying to wait until the closer it came. Some things will have to be ordered and taken care of, other things.
So what was that I signed the other day?
It was a PO saying that it's okay to do the lights.
The PO for the lights.
Okay, David must have done something with that meeting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were sick, I guess.
Probably. Yeah.
It came into play, and then I asked them about, because the council.
Huh? Okay, that's it.
But yeah, so that's when I asked about the truck, because I seen where the lights came through, and I had her check, and then to answer their questions.
Yeah.
It was backed up by three bids, the one that you used for the lights. There was two more.
Yeah, that one had to change again because it was a totally different truck, and it actually was cheaper, surprisingly.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. But they had asked for,
instead
of just using the boy that you used on the lights, back it up with paper trail that says if you did just pick him.
Yeah.
And it's covered with other companies.
I talked to David about that. I know you went ahead and did that, but that's perfectly fine. No, that's fine. Because that money, like I said, that money's already sitting there. We just got out. As soon as I get the VIN number, they'll write us a check.
Right, well, I signed the thing for the PO.
Yeah,
okay, exactly. I just wanted you to know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because once I get a VIN number from Ford, which I guess that's halfway down the line or whenever that process takes place, I'll just send it to the state and we get a check for $35,000 or so.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm good now. Thanks, sir.
Okay, well, to just follow up on a couple of things of what you said.
Yes.
You read it, so then.
No, absolutely.
I mean, you talk about what's coming, what's not coming. I've been in several meetings lately. Some of it I mentioned last meeting, the meeting before, to where the water, where we have the rural water for the sewers and the water and the grants and money that's coming down available, try to get, like when the window was open and I got the grant for the sewer line, talking about growth for the city is what I'm talking about, because you hit on it a little bit, what's coming, what's not coming. And in doing so, that money was available and we got it scot-free. Well, the other money that comes down, you kind of always on the wish list of hoping this is going to come down again. And there's several out there that we can get and can finance and what have you. Well, the other day I was in a meeting and they prioritized, like Bullock County had 32 water projects. And there was like $15, $20 million available to do this. And then you got to finance and pay so much of it. Well, Mount Washington had three projects. Shepherdville had four or five. We had six water projects in there, water sewers, what have you. And we tried to get it up to where I try to get it to where it's reachable, but I got to watch what I ask for, because they say, okay, you can do that. Then we have to have the financing or the money to pay for our, some of them 28%, some's 12, 13% our parts. You just, And they'll talk, and they kind of overwhelm you in those meetings, because the people, they're all engineers, and that's what they do, like his kid's name. So I catch myself standing there going, yeah, I want, and I mean, we got a list of sewer line improvements, water line improvements, the water tank, a new, I mean, we asked for a new water tank, and our engineer throwed it on there, and they said, you still want that water tank? We'll have to talk about that. If you want that, we'd have to come up with $500,000 of it. We could use that $500,000 for something else at this, right now at this time, to pay in conjunction with some other smaller projects that we may get anyway. So if we do, we may need that $80,000 for this or that $40,000 for that. So rather than get the water tire, and I explained to them, because we put it on last year, and it gets graded, by the longer it's on there, the more it moves. You know what I'm saying? It moves up the ladder. Well, we was up here with this water tire, and they had things down here that we could use more costly right now. So in doing so, I asked that it be dropped back, but kept on, put something else up there. And in doing so, we could afford this nature now, because we did enter into a 10-year contract with Leary to keep three tanks going that we have now. And like I emphasized to them in that meeting, they didn't understand it at first. What you asked for, we may have a shot at getting you this, but you have to finance this and do that. We have 2 more years on the sewer, 2.5 years. We have that paid for. We've got to dredge the lagoons. That's going to come into play within the next 18 months probably. A lot of money right there. You have to take the piping system out. You have to drain one over to the other, not to bore you with it. But I want to make sure our dollars are spent where we can. But in the same token, they said, well, we won't push this water tank, new tire back. We'll keep it right in here in a striking zone, that if we come up and say, hey, we need that. But like I told them, we got water. We can get more water, but we don't have sewers to put the water in. We don't need more water. So that's where I went with it. So if you ever was to get scuttlebutt from the meeting, that's where I went. And I didn't prioritize it, but we got 3 and 6 projects. It's really going to be good for the city. So, Connie, good to see you. Teresa?
Some of those projects going to keep the water from backing up into everything in the buildings?
This one line that we're just advertising in the paper now. The one we're putting in the paper is coming out next week. Should fix that. And just on that, I was over to Meredith Glass the other day. It was coming out the doors, down the sidewalk from Priceless upstairs. And they said, it rained 3 inches. We get that every time. I thought we were the only people in the country had that problem. But this should fix what you're talking about.
That'd be great. I mean,
if it doesn't fix it, it's going to help it tremendously. It has no choice but help it. Allie?
Well, I want you guys to know that without Lonnie, Homer, Becky Merriman, my sister-in-law Lucy, and my grandson Cody, we wouldn't have made what we made with the Fish Fry today.
I thanked every one of them. And I know they worked hard.
They did.
Allie was doing her calisthenics and fell down, so we had to call in big guns. Her grandson.
And I did, and it's okay.
Anything else?
No, I'm just grateful right now for those people. It's time for me to think about Christmas and that sort of thing. So.
Yep. Jenny? Jenny.
I just want to give a shout out to the committee who worked hard on the Main Street Festival. It was a very good turnout. It was great to see all the people. The parade was one of the very best I've ever seen. So, thank you guys. I do have an event coming up at the center. A year ago, Ellie came into the world this month, and we're going to have a birthday celebration for her. She would be 1 year old on October 21st, so from 6 to 8 that night. I'd just like to, we will be asking those who helped deliver her.
We'll be around.
Sorry. October 21st, 6 to 8, to come to the center.
You know me. Tell me again. I'd ask Joe, but he ain't here. Tim.
Well, just, success, had a lot of comments about how glad they were to see it back uptown. So that was good. Tax bills. Where's the tax bills going? Because I noticed Walt's got these already out. So.
We just approved the amounts, so they'll get to Shelley and she'll print them.
That's what this ordinance is.
Yeah, Walt's already, they've already sipped theirs out. Both counties got theirs out now. I figured we wasn't too far behind. Other than that, would you say we had 7% water loss in town now?
Yeah.
That's getting down. It's starting to get better. Yeah, that's good. Because I think the guy told us a little water, 5% was very acceptable in most metropolitan.
15%, which is shooting for.
Yeah.
Always try to
appreciate you working on it.
I don't think I have anything. Sarah, you guys did receive the settlement check from Horse Cave?
We did.
Good.
Thank you. We got the check.
Great. And we're still pursuing some other things, but I'll save that for closed session next time.
All right. Okay. All right. That'll work. Well, before we close, I would like to say that I'd like to thank everybody that helped with the festival. The committee was awesome. We had 12, as high as 15 people on the committee. I got a committee roller that thick now. It went good. I couldn't sit here. It took me 2 hours to thank everybody that done anything. But Allie Lynn with the fish, the cake wheel, the Ministerial Association, the church, between the Field of Grace and you, and y'all got the people to do the bouncy houses. Everybody was concerned about that. With everything we paid up several thousands of dollars, we got it all back and made $30-something good. So that's a blessing in itself. I mean, it just is. It all went good. The fire department, praise y'all. Y'all did wonderful. The pancake breakfast was good. And everybody talks about the farming, but I went there and thanked them cooks because they was the one doing all the work. And it was awesome. It was good. And several people come down and ate the same time I did, so that was a good thing for y'all. The parade was awesome. The fire trucks. I know we might have set the festival up, but y'all got the fire trucks and the people involved with that. That was really impressive. It was.
I didn't realize there were that many fire trucks.
There's a lot more than that.
I know.
There's a lot of squirrels in this county in like 5 fire trucks. So
yeah. I heard several comments. Where'd all them old trucks come from? What kind of person buys fire trucks? That guy said, I buy a pocket knife. They buy fire trucks.
Yeah, there's one guy that bought the Louisville Tiller that came through. He actually bought it in honor of his father who passed away. So
yep.
His dad was the chief on a couple of farms.
Yep. It was good. It was awesome. And the floats and what have you. The police department was on top of their game. We had everybody running around. Terry and him done a great job. I got a hold of Walt. He sent 4 special deputies over here Friday night. Them 2 guys, they walked the city around every street down, the same 2 guys. They never quit. And then Saturday, they come over here. We had ample help from them. Walt stepped up to the plate. And the guy that stood out here, the one in the middle of the street, stood there all day long. I took him soft drinks 2 or 3 times.
I took him water. Shame on you for taking him soft drinks.
Did you notice he wasn't a real skinny guy? He likes soft drinks. Skinny people like water. He had no problem drinking that soft drink.
He had no problem drinking water.
You did good. You did good. But I have to commend that guy. And I asked him, I said, won't you go sit down? He said, I enjoy this. And he stood out there and just, you know, I mean, it was awesome, man. And very few hiccups and everything. And
we hit it.
Everybody done.
I started across the street and I kind of held up my hands, you know. And he said, they stopped when you put your hand up. So I got ready to come across again. He said, just put your hand up. They'll pay attention to you.
Yeah. But I mean, I just want to commend everybody. Walt Shoulders office, everybody, the jail. What you don't see is the prisoners was over here every day last week, a couple of days each week before. And as y'all know, we take that little mayor's little count that they give me, and we feed the prisoners. And the jailer come over here Thursday, maybe last week, and he said the only complaint he's got is he's got to buy new jumpsuits for them. They're all getting fat. They ladies have milkshakes and everything. Terry's giving them milkshakes. And I really like to thank, too, Hillview for giving us that train.
Right. Oh, they feed
That train was awesome. Awesome. But
did you already ask him for next year?
He done volunteered it.
Wonderful.
He said, you know, you can get it if you need it. But anyway, it was a big success. You can't help but thank everybody. And we'll do it again next year. And I seen some of the parks people that done it in the past this morning. They came in, paid their water bills, and we discussed it a little bit. And I thank them for keeping it going as long as they did down there, because we wouldn't have what we have now. A lot of stuff was from that regime of people. And I told them, I said, regardless of how we do this, whatever, it's took everybody all these years, because I've been going to the Lebanon Junction Festival. I went to one on my first date when I was 15 years old with Sue. So I tell you how long they've been doing it. So anyway, that's all I got. Enough. Yes, please.
I just want to ask everybody, ironically on 9/11, I, through my line of work, I contracted the COVID virus. I brought it home, unknowingly brought it home. My wife got sick with it. My young son got sick with it. Thankfully, my daughter, my oldest son, didn't get it. And not only I... see me a lot, so I try to get down here and be part of this community as much as possible and be on my department as much as possible, but that's where my essence is being and where my mind's at. That's where my mind's at right now, but I just want to ask you guys that. I didn't want to take time out of the meeting, but here at the end, I want to ask y'all to do that for me.
Your family comes first.
Absolutely.
I don't care what organization you're in. If it ain't the family first, something's wrong. So... our prayers be with her. But anybody got else? Anything? Good to see you out, Mr. Steiner. And good seeing you out there, everybody. Anyway.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes, I think so. Motion been made to adjourn. Regular second, all in favor. Thank you, everybody. Yes, sir.